Hello, everybody. I'm just in the usual place, which is work. And I just wanted to do a quick audio boo, since I haven't done one in a while. Not since the Stone Fiesta that was last Wednesday, which was awesome. I believe it's Wednesday now. Yeah, it's 12:46. Yeah, it's Wednesday. MK... Mortal Kombat coming out in exactly 2 weeks. No, 2 weeks as of yesterday, sorry. So 13 more days. I can't wait. It's what I asked for my birthday. And I can't wait to play it. I let Victor play a demo of it. He was very surprised by it. He liked it. And it looks to be a solid game. But of course I'll be getting it for PS3, which is my, that's my 2D fighting console, so I'm gonna utilize that. What else did I want to talk about? Oh yeah, so I finally got around to playing a 3DS, and first of all, I am way too used to the size of the DSi XL. The unit really seemed really tiny to me. Especially after what I had played previously. It's definitely well built. I will say that the build quality on that thing is really nice. Like, you can tell it's of high quality. But thinking all Nintendo handhelds have been, I mean, they don't really fuck up with them. I mean, I know there was hinge problems with the very first DS Lite, which everybody I know eventually experienced. One of which I even foolishly tried to fix myself, which of course didn't work. But of course it's well built. Now, as far as the 3D goes, like, it's cool, but the thing is, though, is this the sweet spot? I find I go in and out of that sweet spot a lot. Again, when I play handheld systems, I'm not sitting still. I'm constantly readjusting my position, and I've always been that way, as far back as I can remember. So, for someone like myself who fidgets a lot, you know, it's not good for them. That is, of course, my own problem, but I just found myself adjusting the 3D constantly on the screen, and again, it's pretty neat, and I like it, but the thing is... would I dish out $250 for that feature? No, I would not. And as well, I'm too used to the DSi XL. I would have to literally wait until the 3DS XL comes out. And I would have to literally do that when that comes out. And that's if that comes out. See, I don't know if the DSi XL sold well enough to warrant... making a 3DS XL. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I'd like it to happen. But as of right now, I am not dishing out $250 for a 3DS. What I'm really hoping is that there is a 3DS XL coming out. And between now and the 3DS XL... I'm going to weigh in my options of how many, games there are to play. I mean, I'm afraid, that Nintendo's going to do the same thing with the 3DS like they did with the DS, and that is just, halfway through its life cycle, I just put out a whole bunch of shovelware. I mean, I remember when I got my DS Lite, and there was so many awesome games to play, not just first party, but third party as well. But towards the end, it's still selling, so it's not the end yet. But I found that the games that came out in the last year and a half were crap. I mean, back then I was pirating my games. I'll fully admit it. I was pirating my DS games, and I was only buying the ones I really wanted, like the Pokemons and the Dragon Quests. And I found, within about a year and a half ago, it wasn't even worth pirating anything on that console, because everything that was coming out, that I wanted to play was the stuff that I wanted to own. So at that point, I found it as useless and stupid, and I was just done with it. But, and I really hope that doesn't happen with the 3DS. I really hope that it's not just going to be first-party Nintendo titles and the rest being shovelware. I know Philip will say, well, what about, like, you know, all the RPGs? I'm like, I'm not a big fan of JRPGs. I'm not a fan of it at all. And I really, really, I don't need it. I don't need those games. I don't like them. They're not my bag. The only RPGs I like have the word Square and Enix as the Punisher. Publisher, not Punisher. I was watching a different video for that. Anyways, and my biggest problem with the 3DS is not the display. The display looks very nice. It looks cool. I like it. It's a cool feature, but it's not one that I'm willing to dish out $250 for, is all I'm saying. Of course, it'll come down in price. I mean, that's inevitable. It'll go down towards $200 eventually. But my biggest problem is that analog stick, and that is just my own thing. I'm not saying that makes the unit suck, but I'm saying that hinders me from buying it, mostly because I don't like analog sticks when I'm playing games like Street Fighter and stuff like that, and it really ruins it for me, and I really don't like where the D-pad is positioned. Like, I found especially, again, I have bigger hands, so, you know, it's just the way it is. But, again, Philip and I agree to disagree on that because he loves it. And you know what? That's good. If it works for him, that's awesome. I'm not going to trash the unit because of that, because of my own personal preferences. You know, everybody has their own bag and their own flavor. So I'm not going to trash the 3DS. But I will say that I'm not going to dish out $250 for one. That's just not happening. And I wouldn't have bought a DSi XL unless I would have gotten it as a birthday gift last year, which is still going strong. I love that unit. As a matter of fact, it's paused right now with Pokemon on my desk. But I'm at the other end of the football field here, so I'm just recording this audio booth for, I would say, for another 2 minutes, and I'm going to take a nap because I'm really tired. I'm on lunch right now, so... But yeah, as far as the new CBG goes, I'm guessing we're probably going to record one on the weekend again, and I'm going to try to have another 24-hour edit. I'm going to have another 24-hour edit going for that. But, because that worked pretty well last time. Like I said, it was just H-Bomb and I doing the show with Adobe Audition. You know, I can do it within 24 hours or so. It's not a problem. If there's no delays, no drops, no stuff like that, it's very easy to edit. It's edited on the fly. And I'm very sure that if I could have the attention span, I could probably edit it within 2 or 3 hours. But my days don't always consist of me having that kind of time, unfortunately. Oh, God, you can tell how tired I am. No, it's just one more shift after this, and then comes epic grocery shopping, and then, oh God, and I'm gonna sleep for at least a day. anyways, so I think I'm gonna say goodbye here, because I really don't know what to say. I know there's a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about, but you know what, it'll probably come back to me once I get enough sleep. I'm running on an average of 4.5 to 5 hours of sleep for the last 7 days. Oh yeah, I wanted to go to Germany this month, but that's not happening because we have so much overtime here, and I lent my dad some money because he didn't work for like a month or something like that, and quite frankly, I require that dough. I also didn't get paid my overtime, which does not also arrive until the next paycheck, so I think with the next one, I'll be able to plan some sort of trip. But I need a vacation. My plan was to go to Germany for 10 days and go to Amsterdam for 2 days. And, maybe a day in Belgium. I wouldn't mind squeezing that in as well. But, an Antwerp or something like that, which I know is a shopping city close by there. But, I'll see. I would love to go back to the retro game store in Amsterdam, which is fucking awesome. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I let Jason listen to that. He listened to Vic and I's audio boo. And I told him, so when the fuck are we doing that? You can follow Jason, actually, on Twitter under IR2ID2. He's mainly promoting his pro-cannabis activism on there, which I always retweet because I agree with him wholeheartedly. But, you know, he really is actively wanting to go after legalization. And you know what? Fuck, do it. But yeah, 420 is coming up. I'm off on 420. So I am going to go down to Queen's Park in Toronto. And I will take part in the movement because who the fuck else is going to? It's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. Anyways, so yeah, until next time. Toodles.